Right, here we go. The Wellington region could be the next part of the country to sign a water deal with the government. Auckland Council and Watercare announced yesterday that thanks to a local water done well deal, Auckland ratepayers will face a much smaller water rate hike than they would have otherwise. All councils in the Wellington region will meet on Friday to discuss doing something similar. Now, Porirua Mayor Anita Baker was on with Nick Mills earlier today. She said she hopes they can get a deal over the line.
If it takes it off the books and we can borrow more money and hopefully get more work done, more work means less sewage going into my harbour, more pipes replaced. In the long run, it hopefully will bring down the normal rate level. Yes, they'll still have a water rate, but going forward, I think it's positive.
Ron Mark is the Mayor of Carterton. Hey, Ron.
G'day, Heather. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. At that meeting on Friday, are you going to say, yep, you love the idea?
Well, no, there's a bit of a pathway to walk down before we get to those types of decisions. I think what we've agreed to is setting up, is working collaboratively on producing a regional local water done well plan as per the legislative requirements. But and we've set up an advisory group, which is going to help us work through that. But, you know, it's all the options are going to have to be put on the table, and there's got to be an off-ramp for councils like, you know, Carterton in particular, the wider upper in general, because the interests of metropolitan New Zealand and the demands of the metropolitan councils are huge.
But why, Ron, why would your ratepayers want to get into a deal with Wellington? Because you're going to be stuck paying for their crappy pipes, and they're so expensive.
Yeah, you're on point again, Heather, aren't you? I mean, we've had the fortune of watching South Wairarapa, who went into Wellington Water, and that hasn't gone particularly well for them. Carterton and Marston did not, and so I guess it's fair to say we're in the discussion, we're in the room, we'll participate, but we know where the off-ramps are, and we are always going to be open to other discussions with other councils that are more like us. And I'm talking, you know, potentially of Tararua and potentially of the Hawke's Bay. Because, as you say...
Yeah, because it's expensive. But, Ron, is it possible to go into a deal with, like, a big water care in Wellington where you guys have the benefits, or you deal with the delivery of the water, but you don't have to pay for the replacement of the pipes? As Carterton.
Yeah, we don't know about that. We don't know. Yeah, but, look, we've got a lot of ground to cover first, Heather, and this meeting on Friday will be the first, and we'll have to agree some principles around which we're going to have these discussions and work up a plan. And I guess Carterton, you know, as the Mayor of Carterton, I've got to be mindful of the fact that we invested a lot of money when other councils weren't increasing their rates. We got smashed for that. We put in water meters ahead of everybody. We've upgraded them to digital ahead of everybody. We are future-proofed out to 2043 with our wastewater, and 2050 with our potable water. So there's got to be a good reason for us to be working with the Wellington councils, but we're open to the discussion. We'll listen, and we'll participate honestly and in good faith.
Yeah.
But that doesn't automatically guarantee that we will agree with them.
If you guys do go into it, I'm imagining that Tory and Wellington are going to have to get their water meters sorted, aren't they?
Well, it just boggles my mind that we are still having this debate, Heather. You know, a responsible council would have 15 years ago, when tiny little Carterton and was putting them in, would surely, if they were really green orientated and concerned about the environment and wastewater discharge into the ground through leaky pipes and losing 45 to 60% of your potable water, surely the logical thing back then would have been to put in water meters. But the political reality is it wasn't popular amongst the voting constituency, and so certain councils just didn't do it. Now they're going to have to pay.
Absolutely. Ron, hey, thank you for that. Appreciate it, mate. Ron Mark, Carterton Mayor.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.